just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
The time is running fast. Yesterday, Baba was talking about the condition of the world. And when the time runs fast, your speed also should become fast. Corruption is increasing. The atrocities are increasing. Everything is moving from bad to worse and from worse to worst. So it's a high time for you to get rid of all the bondages. Unless and until you become free, you cannot liberate others. Baba said, the gates of mukti, liberation, for others would open only and only when you become mukt, you become free here. And what is the method to become free? From yesterday's Murli? Yeah. So whatever treasures you have got. So Baba said, each one has been given imperishable treasures. They are infinite, inexhaustible. And yet, there is difference. And the greatest of the treasure is the treasure of Gyan, is the treasure of knowledge. And knowledge means you're full of wisdom, understanding, samajh. At the same time, you are knower of three aspects of time, Trikal Darshi. So, when this Gyan you apply in life in a methodical manner, it will lead to success. And when it will lead to success, Siddhi, you will become free. You will attain the stage of Jivan Mukti, liberation in life here and now. Not the Jivan Mukti of Golden Age. So when you have the experience of Mukti and Jivan Mukti here and now, in the confluence age, that time, you will be able to open the gates of Mukti for souls. And then there would be no hue and cry. Your song will be of Vava. And you will not say hi hi, but you will fly. You will not become the embodiment of problems, but you will become the embodiment of solutions. So no chains, no royal chains. Whether they are golden or iron, whatever chains they are, none of them should stay. No bondages, even in the thoughts, even in your dreams. When such a stage will come, then you will experience liberation. So again, there were signals about time. This is the divine message of 22nd July 2009. Teachers have come, and so the trans messenger is taking the message about teachers. Again, Baba said yesterday, there are two problems. Two things are lacking, because of which you are not becoming free, because of which you cannot translate knowledge into practice. And what are those two things? There were two things which were lacking. What were they? Yesterday's Murli. Because of these two things, you are not becoming free. Lack of unity and lack of ekagrata, concentration or determination. Because of these, lacking of these two things, you are not becoming free. Unity amongst yourselves and concentration or determination. Instead of this, you are busy in looking at others, forgetting that the four fingers are pointing towards you. So focus on these four fingers that point at you rather than on other. For others, rather than giving them teachings, have the attitude of pardon. Have the attitude of Shubha Chintan, Shubha Chintak, Rahim, mercy, compassion, Sahyog. Have the feeling of cooperation. So something like that Baba is saying here also. So teachers have come down. Baba bole, Bab dada bhi chakkar lagate dekhte ki bachche ho. नहीं यहाँ भट्टी में उमंग और हिम्मत बहुत अच्छी है. दृढ़ संकल्प भी करते हैं लेकिन यही उमंग हिम्मत सदा रहे. इसके लिए बच्चों को अब स्व के ऊपर बार बार अटेंशन रखने की आवश्यकता है. देर आर ओनली टू कैटेगरीज ऑफ ह्यूमन डाउन द एजेस. वी हैव हर्ड द क्लासिफिकेशन ऑफ गुड मैन एंड बैड मैन. Elevated beings and non-elevated beings, pure beings and impure beings, punyatma, papatma. In fact, there is a problem in this classification. This is not the correct classification. There is only one classification. of human beings. Awakened beings and sleeping beings, that's it. Every soul is great. The greatness is inherent in the soul. It's the innate nature of the soul. The soul is here. The greatness is always there. It's its very inborn nature. But when the soul is in the stage of sleeping, whatever it does becomes sin. So the kritya, the action, is not important. What is important is the waking or the sleeping stage of the soul. And we spend our time in correcting our actions all the time. A thief is committing a theft. We say he's a bad person. Is he really bad? No. It's not the question of good or bad. It's the question of stage of consciousness. In his stage of consciousness, he is sleeping. So in that stage, whatever he does becomes sin. And the question is not about correcting this. The question is not about sending him to jail. Question is something else. Question is to wake him up. Because when he would get woken up from within, automatically the circumference will take care of itself. Automatically, whatever it does would become charitable deed. Yesterday also Baba said, "You are the lamps of my hopes." So stay awake. The moment you go to sleep, the moment you slip into coma, the problem starts. The moment you become unconscious, you forget Gyan. That's why yesterday's Murli Baba said, keep this Gyan immersed in you. The moment Gyan becomes merged, Baba said, all these feelings, they are in the merged state. Mercy, cooperation. You are more busy in giving teachings. But along with teaching, now give pardon. So it's entirely the play of forgetfulness and wakefulness. It's just this play. So rather than focusing on actions, rather than focusing on behavior, rather than focusing on rules, regulations and laws, focus on waking up. Baba said, emerge the knowledge. That is the first. Gyan dhan. The wealth of knowledge is the first you have. Keep this knowledge emerged all the time. And what is needed for that? A persistent attention. Attentive, attentive, attentive. Attention, attention, attention. And yet again attention. इसके लिए बच्चों को अब स्व के ऊपर बार बार अटेंशन रखने की आवश्यकता है जिससे बेहद का वैराग आवे और चलते फिरते स्वराज्य अधिकारी राजा बच्चा बन करावनहार बनकर कर्मेंद्रियों से हर कर्म करावे क्योंकि बच्चे जानते हैं कि अब समय प्रमाण फास्ट पुरुषार्थ और फास्ट सेवा की आवश्यकता है सो दैट इज द फास्ट एफर्ट एंड फास्ट सर्विस इसलिए बाप दादा ने फास्ट गति की सेवा का सहज साधन बताया कि चलते फिरते समय निकाल मनसा द्वारा विश्व की आत्माओं को सुख शांति की अंजलि दो यही फास्ट पुरुषार्थ व फास्ट सेवा की सहज विधि है इसमें पुरुषार्थ और सफलता और सेवा दोनों समय है इसमें ही बिजी रहने से समस्याएं भी समाप्त हो जाएगी और मन का प्रभाव वाचा कर्मना संबंध संपर्क पर भी सहज पड़ता है इसलिए बाप दादा की आशा है कि यह ग्रुप पल दूसरा है लेकिन इसे इस फास्ट सेवा में नंबर वन लेकर दिखाना यह सब ब्राह्मण परिवार और बाप दादा दादिया बाबा करेंगे बोलो बाप दादा की आशाओं के दीपक ग्रुप, इतनी हिम्मत और उमंग उत्साह वाले हो, फास्ट पुरुषार्थ से आगे बढ़कर दिखाओ। सो द फास्टेस्ट मेथड ऑफ सर्विस इज थ्रू द माइंड। सो इट्स ऑल द इंटरप्ले ऑफ वेकफुलनेस, अटेंशन एंड माइंड पावर, अ परसिस्टेंट डिजायर टू स्टे अवेक, बिकॉज द मोमेंट यू बिकम इन अटेंटिव, all the knowledge vanishes. So the focus is on knowledge, or rather to keep the knowledge emerged. And what is needed is attention. What is needed for attention is keep on reading again and again. Keep on discussing knowledge again and again. Keep on writing few new points of knowledge again and again. Keep on reading new things. Keep on writing new things. Be creative. Understand the Murli from an entirely different perspective. What God is speaking, what is in his heart, what is in his mind. So Baba said, now this service is needed. Fast service and fast effort. Fast service and fast effort. And both things are included. And serving through the mind, Mansa Seva. Immerse the soul. Yesterday also Baba said they are thirsty. They are thirsty for this divine love. And you are the worthy receptacle of this love. While they are thirsting for this love of God, well, you have got this love. So keep yourself busy in serving others. How do we serve? Serve through the mind. Keep on sending vibrations all the time. A time will come when you won't be able to serve through speech. That will be the service of vibrations, thoughts, drishti. A time will come when these will be the only tools available. Your thought vibrations, your thoughts, and your drishti, it will be invisible seva. A wireless service. But for this invisible service, what is needed is invisible attention. Again and again attentive. It is not the question of forming some rules or regulations. It's more about if you fall asleep, wake up again. The moment you realize I am sleeping, wake up. Go revise knowledge again and again. That is the first treasure. Revise it multiple times. Because it is every time we have committed some mistake, that mistake is done in the stage of forgetfulness. And what we do is, somebody becomes angry. What they do is, they make an oath. They take an oath. From today onward, I will not become angry. But that doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. Why the anger has come? From where it has come? Anger means a stage of forgetfulness, a stage of sleep. If you remain awake all the time, there won't be any anger. So it's, you have to work on the wakefulness and alertness rather than working on actions. Actions are the result of the stage of consciousness, and we are working only on the actions. I will eat this, I will not eat that. I will wake up at this time, I will wake up at that time. Yeah, Baba said that yesterday. 90%, you are good. And Baba is very happy when Baba sees that you are making powerful thoughts. But, lekin. They don't come to practice. There is a dissociation. Your thoughts, your words and deeds, Spirituality means alignment of thoughts, words and deed. What is spirituality? It means all things should come together in tandem, in one line. What you think, the same you speak, and what you speak, the same you do. And then there would be similarity. Everybody will become like the father. The teacher asks a student, your composition on, your AC on my dog is exactly the same as your sister's. Have you copied from her? The boy says, no, madam. It is the same dog. So the composition would be same. Because if he is the same, he is the one, and everybody is linked with him, linked to him, then there won't be any conflict. That's why Baba said unity. Unity means ekta. That's lacking. So serve all the time. Even service is not an effort, but everything is the result. When you make that as an effort, the problem starts. Stay continuously in the stage of wakefulness. Purity would be the result. Service would be the result. High stage of consciousness would be the result. Problem, you will become embodiment of solutions, not embodiment of problems. To stay in that stage of wah wah, Baba says. What is wah wah in English? Wow. So this stage of wow is the result. So the basic effort is this, staying awake, staying alert, not going to sleep. Going to sleep means forgetfulness. When you forget knowledge, the problem starts. The moment you forget who you are, the problem starts. It is not that some of us are great and some of us are not great. It is not even that Brahmins are great and the non-Brahmins are not great. Every soul is potentially divine. Every soul is great. Greatness is embedded in the soul. Greatness is the very nature of the soul. Diamond is diamond. Diamond is diamond. Even if the diamond is in mud. Mud is different, diamond is different. Even if there is a dust, layer after layer, covering the diamond, still, diamond doesn't become dust. Diamond doesn't become mud. It remains a diamond. But the problem is when we forget. The problem is in the level of consciousness, forgetfulness and wakefulness. When you know who you are, these mistakes will not happen. But when you forget who you are, what you are, then the problem starts. You become problem-oriented rather than becoming solution-oriented. You become an ocean of problems rather than becoming an ocean of answers. So work only on this wakefulness. There are only two methods in spirituality to reach at the top. One is meditation, second is love. Now whichever method you want to take, you take and go ahead. But you will reach. Meditation is a direct, very strong, fastest method. Love is a, it takes time. Slow. But you enjoy this journey of love. There are four methods of travel. For example, somebody is traveling by flight. You don't enjoy. You sit tonight and tomorrow morning you are there in London. You have not seen anything. There is nothing. All darkness. Then second is a journey by train. You enjoy. You see greenery. You see mountains. Yeah? Yeah, you see trees. everything. You enjoy clouds. You see people, what they are doing. The third is a journey by bullock cart. Even this you enjoy. And the fourth is a journey when you walk. In the pilgrimage, they go walking. They go on foot. Why? They sing, they stop, they halt, they enjoy. By the time they reach the pilgrimage place, they themselves have become Tirth pilgrimage. Because they are so much full of that divine love, that consciousness. Because they have filled their mind with the songs of the birds, with the beauty of the nature. So start walking indirectly. Love is that path where you enjoy this journey. Meditation, straight you reach Paramdham, that's it. That's also good. For some people, this is better method. It's a choice. Somebody says, I love lotus. Somebody says, I love lily. It's fine. The method of love is the method of enjoying, walking, rejoicing, dancing, celebrating, feasting. Meditation is fasting and love is feasting. So whatever you want. There are others, they would go by both methods. Anything is possible. So fill yourself with the divine love. You are worthy of this love. Yesterday Baba said, the ocean of love has come to meet lovely children. Only you and you know what this love is. He and you, except these two. You, nobody else is aware of this love. Even devotees are thirsty for this love, but they do not know this love. So love, rejoice, enjoy, sing, jump, dance, feast, and reach the destination. Om Shanti.